Members of the Democratic majority gave some reasons for their vote in a news conference yesterday, but they declined to give specifics. Board Chairman Kevin Hill pointed to what he says were operational failures.
We've had a disastrous start to the school year in implementation of our assignment plan, beginning with the first week in July. We have had a mess with transportation.
Hill says he felt TATA's leadership style didn't inspire a give and take with employees. Board members will soon begin looking for the next superintendent. Vice Chair Keith Sutton wants to see specific qualities.
Someone who has a solid educational background and credentials, but also has a finance background as well that can run a billion-dollar-plus enterprise.
Leaders hope to hire a new superintendent by next summer. Grinnell Scott, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.